a warm welcome to The Organist Entertains from me, Nigel Ogden. Well, it's going to be quite a windy night tonight, if you'll pardon the expression, as it's pipes all the way this evening from King's Lynn in Norfolk, right up to the wilds of East Kilbride in Scotland, with a couple of visits to the BBC theatre organ on the way. In fact, as that particular instrument is only just around the corner, as it were, I called in myself recently and recorded The Rhythm of Life from Sweet Charity. Myself, personally, at the BBC Wurlitzer with The Rhythm of Life. Now, although not a Scotsman by birth, Frank Olsen has always been associated with the Scottish cinema organ scene, particularly during his lengthy period on the Gaumont British circuit. In 1950, he left the cinema world to develop other areas of his musical talents, and in 1967 left Glasgow for a working tour of Canada and the USA. Well, he found he was enjoying himself so much, he decided to stay for an indefinite period. And if you want to know how long indefinite is, he's still there. But while on a visit to Britain recently, however, he made some recordings for us on the ex-Majestic Cinema Reigate Christie, installed in Ted Ransom's Reliance Garage at King's Lynn. Here's Frank with the Hawaiian Wedding Song. Thank you. Frank Olsen at King's Lynn. I was rather amused to read in an old copy of Theatre Organ Review that during 1936, Frank was billed as appearing at Glasgow's Picture House, New Savoy and New Cinerama each evening. Well, apparently the organ interludes at each venue were so timed that a rapid car journey between theatres enabled him to appear at all three. So that's what it was like in the old days, eh? Yeah, glad I missed them. Here's Flapperette. Flapperette from Frank Olsen at the Reliance Garage, King's Lynn, Christie. Now, a few weeks ago, Mr. Producer Peter Pilbeam and Mr. Organist Douglas Reeve, plus respective wives, went on safari to East Kilbride to record the two-manual 10-rank Wurlitzer now installed in the Civic Centre. Here's Douglas to play a selection from Franz Lehár's Merry Widow. Thank you. Music by Franz Lehár from Douglas Reeve. Concerts this week start, of course, at the 3J's Gomersall tomorrow at 7:15 p.m. when Midlands organist Foley Bates will be playing the Compton. On to Sunday, July the 13th, Norman Scott at Marston Green Hospital for the Cinema Organ Society at 2:45, and David Ivory and Armsby Bancroft at the Stanford Hall College near Loughborough at 2:30 for the Theatre Organ Club. Sunday also sees the official opening of the theatre organ section of the second Manchester International Organ Festival at the Free Trade Hall, with a concert by Wonderboy Hector Oliveira at 2:30 p.m. Later in the week, on Wednesday the 16th at 12:30 p.m, Ron Curtis, and at 7:30 the same evening, Ron Rode from the USA. And on Friday the 18th, again at 12:30, from the Tower Ballroom, Blackpool, Phil Kelsall. Now, I know that travelling costs on top of everything else can be quite prohibitive these days, but do your best to support as many concerts as you can, because there's no greater reward for concert organisers than to see a well-packed auditorium. Right, well, back now to Douglas Reeve at the East Kilbride Wurlitzer with one of the most popular light music compositions of all time, Ronald Binge's Elizabethan Serenade. Elizabethan Serenade from Douglas Reeve, and congratulations to the lads at East Kilbride on another fine transplant. Now, there was a rather touching little paragraph in last month's COS newsletter which suggested that as well as presenting the programme, I might also do a bit of playing. Well, thank you for that, and here I am at the BBC Theatre Organ. Thank you. Hugh Callington's Moonglow from yours truly at the BBC Wurlitzer. Here's the same instrument, but a quick change of organist as Norman Scott leaps onto the bench for 3.5 minutes worth of Cole Porter's Night and Day. Night and Day from Norman Scott, who concludes the programme with a touch of the South Pacifics. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. Really?
Thank you.
Norman Scott at the BBC Wurlitzer brings us to the end of tonight's show, but never fear, we'll be here next Friday at 10:30, so do join us if at all possible. Thanks to my producer, Peter Pilbeam, who didn't even bring me a haggis back from East Kilbride, and of course, thanks to you for joining me. Till next time then, have a well-organised week. Bye-bye now.